Whatever females listening to this out there, you are not safe when I'm on mushrooms.
You think the shrooms
there's
the
no
riz?
Limit, bro.
You think shrooms helps the riz or hurts it?
Dude.
Helps it.
Man, I'd be like bread and butter when I'd be
speaking
taking
game. You ever do like a crossover between like the rap pop, like country?
Yeah, would you do some country shit or something?
What's my number one most played song on Spotify right now?
Shut up. Country one?
Soul, yeah. I've never had someone just hand me a song, a demo, and be like, here, record this for me.
You wish. Wow. Imagine someone hand you a hit. Would you take it or would you be pissed?
I would take it.
What if that was the one that did it?
I mean, just whatever gets you
that
point.
I like that. I like this guy.
Money talks, bro. I'm all about the money.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.
Y-N-G Zuck.
Z-U-C-K.
I watched some of your music videos. They're pretty lit.
Appreciate it.
I like
dropped a new one last night.
Yeah, we watched it. We watched two of them. We watched the newest one.
Yeah.
And then the one, I forget what it was called. There's like Strike a Pose, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
I watched that one. That one's lit. Yeah, that one's lit.
That was like the first video I shot when I moved to LA.
Really?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
2 years ago?
2 years ago, yeah.
Game. What's some shit you seen out here that you wouldn't catch in Harrisburg, PA?
Shit, well, one, like, I mean, I guess we do have homeless people back at home like that, but...
Bro, what? There's no way.
Not like no, that not here, like but like, just like that, and just like, people are always just doing like reckless ass shit. Like, yeah. I went to like, pull up on my people, like some, I work with some of like Wayne's old people in the business.
And I think he's the best rapper ever.
He's dope as fuck.
Who's the best rapper ever?
I don't know. I feel like if I say the wrong people in the wrong eyes.
No. Drop it.
We hope people disagree.
The best rapper ever. Like,
all right. How about this? Time. You want to give me a top five?
Okay, I would definitely.
What do you consider yourself? Rap?
Nah, like pop.
Pop.
Like top sing, 40 rap.
Like,
I would say like very like. What would you consider like Killer Roy or like Andy or like pop?
That's
top
more,
40.
That's like rock hip hop.
Yeah, I would say like pop rap.
Yeah, pop rock.
Like that type of vibe.
Yeah. Okay,
so I would say like
so
that.
I would. It's in the rap. Like
I would say like top five best rappers of all time has to be like Wayne's definitely up there. Eminem, mm-hmm. I would put in that list. I would put like.
What do you count like Drake and Kanye as?
I mean, definitely Drake. Like Drake is all over the place, though. Like I couldn't say Drake is just like a rapper.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't like.
You know what
I'm
mean?
I'm like a basic bitch, but he's like my favorite.
I fuck with Drake.
Finish your top five.
And then I would like if I'm going like by like what I like, I would have to go like. And what also would you consider like? Would you consider N.W.A. its own thing, or would you consider like each person as a collective? Because like you're talking about like Eazy-E, you're talking about Ice Cube, you're talking about Dre, mm-hmm. like right there is top three, some of like the most influential people in the business, like as mm-hmm. far as, so like I would say like NWA.
Yeah, they started a lot of shit.
They did. That's, I would say, I'm trying to think of like people now that like are still around that are like doing shit like
but like
that.
Your favorites, like your go to.
My favorites. Yeah.
So I wasn't asking.
Different.
I was asking who
just
he thinks is the best ever.
Your
favorites were gonna be next.
Yeah, favorites are definitely different than what I think is top, mm-hmm. because like I listen to that shit, but like not like that.
No,
definitely not.
No, like the same what you said, Eminem.
Eminem
would be, I would say, top five. Best rapper ever.
Yeah,
I'm not a big Eminem fan.
I'm not a huge Eminem fan. I respect, like, you know, I'll catch myself.
That's
listening,
what it is. That's why I put him in the top five. The respect,
like, especially because he's a white and he made a name for himself in a very, you know, predominantly, you know,
black
more,
industry.
Yeah,
for
more
sure.
of an urban industry.
And he caught a lot of smoke for that.
He did, but he always stayed true to himself, mm-hmm. and like what he believed in his career, which is like very, you know, motivating. That like he never lowered his standard to raise anyone mm-hmm. else's. He wanted to stick to this. He wanted to do this, and that's what he did. Like literally, so like, yeah, he didn't give a fuck. So
yeah,
I would say that
from that standpoint, like more respectable. I like his older music when he kind of got sober. Yeah. I was like over it. Kinda.
Yeah. Like I'm talking like old school, mm-hmm. like when he did was with like Dre,
hell
like
yeah,
back in
yeah.
like the day. Like
yeah. I like to Trailer Park Collab, Girls go around me.
Like,
I like that shit.
Like his old stuff when he was like doing shit with Rihanna and like that stuff was cool.
Yeah. All right, so your top five favorites. I guess it doesn't have to be rappers. Give us artists.
Top five favorite artists right now, if I would say like in my, what I'm doing, I grew up on like rock, mm-hmm. like very, like my parents' hair is down to, same with my mom
the
and dad,
rockers.
Fucking hippies,
yeah,
smoke
that's
weed,
that.
Chill, like go travel and see the Grateful Dead and like Fish. Like they're coming out here to LA to go see Fish in the Sphere for 4 days. Like they bought an RV just to go camp and like go.
Damn,
like,
so they're hippies. They're, bro, they love it. That's how
I got into music like that. They'd be just playing music since I've been a kid. Like, my first concert, I was like 1 year old at a Grateful Dead amphitheater and like whatever. My
you were rocking, right?
Smoking weed, like chilling.
Dude,
like,
that's fucking whatever. Cool though, because like a lot of people don't get into music. I like music, you know, like making music is fun, but like it's like in your blood, quite literally.
Literally, my dad was 18. He just graduated high school. Him and his best friends they went and traveled with the Dead for like 90 days.
I've heard about people doing like, that, following them on tour.
Yeah, I've camped around, like slept in their car, sold merch, doing this, like just on this shit, you know, tripping out every day, having a good time, like doing whatever, you know. So like that was when I was like young. My dad had me when he was super young, so like my dad and I are like very relatable in that aspect of like my dad was like 22 when he had me.
Your mom's older than your dad?
Yeah, she's a couple years older, 5 years older than my dad. But
affected your music taste. Yeah, so who's your top five favorite thing, man?
I would say top five favorite right now, as far as people I listen to, is like Ian, Kid Laroi.
I don't hear much of Ian Dior anymore. I feel like he was hot for a minute.
Love Ian.
Yeah. Kid Laroi.
Kid Laroi, definitely fuck with Kid Laroi. Like,
so you like, what's the other dude that's always with Ian Dior, the other light skinned dude?
I like Tekka a lot.
Tekka, that's it. He does Tekka's tour.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Like like produces the Tekka's tour. Yeah,
that
shit.
I saw that video yesterday of him at Rolling Loud. That shit looked
Yeah, that's our show.
He was turning that shit up.
How old is he now? 21
he's like
yet?
19 or 20.
20.
Yeah, he's not over 21.
He was like
yet.
17 or 16 when he came out. Right?
I saw like you guys did like the Purge intro for us. I was watching like the little, I wasn't at Rolling Loud. This is the first year I haven't gone Rolling Loud in a long time.
Do you just go to the Miami one?
Going to the Miami one. I've been to the Miami one a lot. I haven't ever really actually gone to the one in LA.
Really?
Now I've been at that point where like I really love going. Like if I had an artist pass, I'll go send it.
That's what we
do it all just... access, dope, cool. But to like stand there the whole time I'm there, I'm just thinking to myself, man, like I don't want to be here. Yeah. I want to be there on the stage.
Yeah, you can't even enjoy it.
I don't even enjoy it because the whole time I'm just like not like in it for like, you know, if I go to a show because I want to go to the show, like, you know, when I'm like fucking Ian is playing at some theater here and I'm like, okay, I want to go and see the show. That's different. But like there the whole time I'm like, man, like I'm already doing the same shit that all of them are, you know, and I just want to, that's like one of my biggest goals.
So you can't stop
like
thinking about it.
Man, it's like one of my biggest goals to be like,
you're
for
like
you're
me, trying to get to the NFL so bad and go
yeah,
to NFL
it's like
games
when you get
day.
Like, it's like how you know, like when you first step on the field, like you just are in the draft, you just did the draft and you know, like it's right there, but it doesn't happen until you step on the field and you're like, damn, like for me, like, you know, I've done a lot of shit. Like I've been in this shit for a minute, I feel like, and I'm like, just want to like be there.
You ever like
so
been
bad.
A part of anyone's tour? Like have you ever gone like what either open for somebody or not even perform, just been a part of someone's camp for a little bit? Like
so I never went on like on the road. Like I've done like some stuff on the road, like I've traveled and done, but like I've never like been on like an actual like tour like that. Like I've gone and done a couple shows, like I've traveled to fly to another state to do this and do like, but I've never been like, let's go from 20 these
shows.
10 cities.
Like bus tour.
Like
the whole thing.
Man, that's what I want to do so fucking bad.
That sounds like a lot of
so
fun.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Some like straight rock star shit. Just be chilling and like getting tatted, making music on the
I
bus.
I was, because Ray Shremmer, it's Sway Lee and Slim Jimmy.
Yeah.
I like work out with their train. Like I'm kind of close to them in Miami and they performed at Rolling Loud. And I just saw on their story, like, when did they perform? Yesterday? Tonight they have a show at 11, like in Miami, and I was just thinking, and there's like I'm watching videos of Sway and shit performing, and it's like, bro, how the fuck did
it's
he,
so lit.
Like, dude, like, he performed Rolling Loud, and then less than 24 hours later, you're at 11 in Miami, like,
bro, that's so lit though, like that life,
and they don't miss. You've been doing it for years, like, bro,
it's the money.
It's exhausting.
The money though, boy, they be seeing that money come in.
Can't blame them.
Fucking. Rolling Loud, 150k check real quick.
You think that what do the checks look like at Rolling Loud? Do you think what's the headliner get?
A couple mil.
I don't know.
Do you think so?
I would say like
least,
a mil, a mil too. Yeah, for sure.
What are they based off? Ticket sales too. And shit.
I mean,
what?
Dude, you gotta think they're selling.
You ever think about the business?
$400 per ticket, and let's just say 50,000 GAs, not even counting merch. Where I used to know. the people that used to make all the merch for Long Loud, mm-hmm. do my clothing. I do a lot of stuff in clothing. And the guy who used to own a company that I used to work with called After School Special, the guy who designed all the shirts for them, who was a part owner, we get contracted to make all the merch for Rolling Loud.
Okay.
And like, dude, they're not spending a lot of money on that. Like, man, like, they're smart. Uh-huh, whoever does uh-huh. their shit,
they're genius. Spending all their money on artists.
They're spending their money on artists. Production. But they're just on production.
Yeah. Oh my. Those you think that makes a big difference?
Sound.
Production?
I mean, dude, you know how much money they're putting? At least a couple million in sound.
Absolutely, dude. I mean, just driving
those stage driving build-outs, your, all yeah. the employees, everybody. Everything. I mean, they're budgeting, I would say, for work, labor, everything, 25, 50 fucking million.
Crazy. Yeah, dude. I mean, you could spend $50,000 on ice.
Yeah, dude.
Just for concessions, 50K on ice. Like when we were driving around on the golf cart, like backstage the other day,
yeah.
I was just looking at price tags. On really? Yeah, because I know how much all that shit costs. It's a lot. Fuck,
dude. It's nuts. And think, because it's such a large scale. So it's like, we got to buy Coke for the venue. You mm-hmm. might have just spent $100,000 yeah. on Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Because seriously. You got to fucking supply. Mm-hmm. How many people? 100,000
yeah.
people.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
think when I went to Rolling Loud Miami, like back in 2021, 2022, like it was like 100-some thousand people there.
That's the biggest one.
I'm sure in LA summer, it's like still like 75, mm-hmm. 80,000. Like
so many fucking people.
Think about that. And then everyone's paying what? Like, let's just say 500.
Mm-hmm.
When the MasterCard's taking that 100. So let's just say 400 times 50,000. I mean, right there is 20 million just off of just bullshit. Not even VIP, not even people.
Yeah, yeah.
This girl that I'm friends with out here who I'll be hanging out with, she was just there last night. She came over to my house last night and she was like, yeah, my friend bought a table there. And I was like, oh, really? She was like, yeah, that shit was like 75K.
Yeah.
Man, 75 dude, I got roped into buying a K.
bottle last night. I was so
how much
pissed.
Was it? Like three?
Not nah, less bands? Than that. It was less than two.
Two?
What, 1,500? Bottle of Casamigos, bro.
You got shit. You got scammed.
Well, bro, you know how it goes.
Well, like, repo at least.
So this is what happened. Yeah, 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 yeah. At least got the repo.
You know, good man.
So this is what happened. This you can understand a situation like this. You're a good looking guy. Like you try not to, but like going to some other dude's table you don't know, and they see you like as you know you get a little attention from some girls. They want you fucking out.
Of course.
Bro, dude came up to me. I was with a group of people. Came up to me. He was like, "Yo, this isn't your table. You gotta leave." I'm like, bro, I'm like with these girls and shit. They know you, like, relax. I'm not taking you. Like, I was like, chill. And he's like, you gotta fucking leave. I'm like, bro, all right. He's like, either buy a bottle or fucking leave. I was like, all right, fucking loser. Bottle. Like,
yeah, fuck you.
Man, I'm gonna take your bitches now. Yeah. You shouldn't have let me buy. I was gonna let you slide. No, but so I got roped in because it's like, you feel like that obligation. It's like, oh, because you've been on a table. You've put money on a table before and you've seen random dudes and you're like, you don't like we just paid red for this.
I used to be a promoter too. And
so you get it more than them.
Florida, bro, I used to be a promoter. That's how my shit. I already fucking know. I've seen people fight. I've seen, man, when I used to be a promoter in Florida, straight drug money, yeah. fucking people we would book like Moneybag and Lil Baby mm-hmm. and fucking just all these crazy artists. And
what do those dudes get like a club appearance?
Dude, we pay Moneybag. And like, dude, like. Like they would do like 20 minute shows. They would come
do like half the words of the song, stand yeah. in their section. I remember with the microphone.
Okay, so we paid Moneybag $110,000 for 15 minutes, and he gave us an extra five for free. So that was put an in extra respect
5 minutes
for free. Yeah. So, but here's another thing. So one time we booked Pooh Shiesty when he was still free, and
free Pooh.
There was like an issue or like the something with promotion in the venue. We had a packed out venue. Yeah. It's him and Big 30, and they're sitting outside
in the club.
Yeah, so Gilt nightclub in Orlando. Mm-hmm. That's where mm-hmm. I used to work. And we 2,500, 3,000 person venue, packed out club, packed out sections, everything. He's sitting in the Sprinter. He wants to one get paid before the show.
This is Pooh Shiesty.
Yeah, we never do that. Because mm-hmm. you don't pay before you get, but you get a deposit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you'll get a little money up front, yeah. but you get paid after the show.
Yeah, yeah settle.
Yeah. Didn't want to do that. So it was like, fuck it, I'm not performing.
Everyone's there waiting for him.
Everyone's there waiting. And people are now like getting pissed as shit because it's like 2 a.m. And these fuckers like don't even come out. Like they're, man, it's a life. Like you come out 1:50 a.m. and come perform for 20 minutes, make like 50 bands, leave real quick.
More than a lot but of
like,
people making a year.
But like, yeah, so he didn't want to perform. We had to like come out there. He demanded us give him another like 20, 25 bands up front.
Did you do it?
Yeah, of course they did it.
So that's why they do it, bro.
Quick, like 75, but yeah, he scammed the shit out of them.
That's why they do it.
Made like 75 racks, came in. So then they fucked up on our production side of things. Didn't even turn his microphone on. He stood up there for 15 minutes. We paid him 70 bands to sing a fucking set with no microphone on.
Pretty much lip syncing.
That boy Pooh, man. Shout out Pooh.
Yo, he hit a lick. He's up.
What?
Well, he was up.
Do you do like clubs and shit like that right now?
I don't do any promotion or anything now. And like
the not, LA, no, like live performances though.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll do like some stuff. LA is way different though. Like,
why?
It's not like Florida. Like it's different, no, bro. It's fucking
the nightlife.
Here is different. It's too bougie. I don't fuck with it out here like that. Like first of all, catch me never going to a spot where someone's telling me I gotta wear this. I gotta wear it. Fuck you, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing no suit to come to a
club.
What? Tripping.
You can't have rips in your pants or some shit? Like, what?
That's very Miami,
I was
bro.
At this bar last night in Santa Monica. I walked in. And I'm like, I'm very different. Like, you know, people look at me and like, I feel like I always am catching people like looking at
why,
me.
Why do you think that? Like what?
I don't know. Cause what I do feel you think like they want to know like what I got going on.
Like you have a different like look to you and they're like trying like, to figure you
know,
you, like
I, a lot of times I'm not wearing like, you know, I'm more, a little bit more modest right now.
Uh-huh.
So like, I mean, not modest, but like, you know, like I wear like, I'm tatted up and I wear like no shirts and jackets.
It's also LA though. I feel like there's a lot. Like,
and like people, yeah. So in LA, especially everyone's like, oh, they're always looking. That's one thing in LA is everyone's always looking for somebody to be like, oh, that fucker's like, you know, shit's so lame. Bro.
Yeah.
I did not as that. It's just so
they are look lame. Yeah, looking to see, like, okay, everyone, is that like,
yeah, like even just like walking in the streets, restaurants, because they're like, a lot of people aren't from LA that are here, like they're visiting and they're like just
looking for,
they're so starstruck by everything going on that they're like,
everybody does it though.
Everyone,
he did it, you did it not too long ago when we were at Boa. You thought you saw somebody. You
don't worry, bro. I do the same thing. Wait, I'm like,
everybody, I don't know who you thought it was.
I'm trying to think.
The last time we were at Boa, not this time.
Was it at the chicken spot? Rondo sat next to us
in
Miami.
No, here.
You go to Poppy Steak in Miami. That shit used to be so bust down back in the day.
I've been.
That was
that
way
much.
Too overhyped now. But back in the day, like 5 years ago,
bro. Have you been to the Fountain Blue in Vegas?
No, but it just opened.
Did you see all the restaurants and everything in there?
I heard.
Bro,
I was
Komodo,
just,
Poppy Steak.
I was just there live. In Vegas back in...
it wasn't open yet?
February, like right after Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was open.
And yeah, it was open, but I stayed at Resorts World.
Oh, I love Resorts World.
Couple times I've been in Vegas, I stayed at Resorts World.
To be honest,
World.
When you're younger, I feel like, I mean, I've never been to the Fountain Blue, but Resorts World is like the shit. It's like newer, younger people. And like
Aria is cool.
Hell yeah. Oh, the clubs. The clubs are lit. What's the outdoor one there?
They got like,
I can't remember. It's lit. I love those day clubs in Vegas. Vegas is like Miami and LA had a baby.
For 3 days.
I'm in
Vegas for 3 days. I'm like, get me the fuck out of here right now. One, I lost too much money either. It's the same shit. And I'm not like, man.
You should drive over there if you go.
It's just like, yeah. I mean, all depends what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Depends like how much flights are. You know, like for me, like I'll drive. If they're charging like $500 a round trip, I'm just gonna fucking whip over there.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I could call a Sprinter that would probably be cheaper than or someone to come drive me.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
for $100 probably there, $100 back or $250 that would be cheaper than.
No, that
I
was
just try taking my car. I'm like, dude, I don't mind driving. I like driving.
I told you first time ever on a peach. Yeah, driving's not bad. Especially
bro,
music,
beats,
you're bumping, whatever.
Play beats. I do work.
Yeah,
you know, like 4 hours.
I like taking phone calls driving.
Man, mm-hmm. I'm busting out long ass.
Yeah.
Man, I gotta talk to this fool for an hour and a half. If I don't want to do it at home, man, I might as well just do it right
kill
now.
Time. Kill
like,
yeah, kill
like,
the time.
Kill the time.
First time I was ever on a PJ was Vegas to LA, which was like a fucking 25 minute flight. But it was lit. It was my first time ever. I was with Tana Mojo. Do you know who that is?
Oh,
no.
Dude. Yeah, of course.
So, good friends with her. And she invited me to Vegas and I flew from Miami and met them in Vegas. And my flight was back to Miami and no reason to go to LA at all. And she's like, Joey, like we have a jet. Like, calm. I'm like, I can't like go in on this jet. I'm not you, Tana. I can't like go in. She's like, no, I mean, come on. I'm like, I've never been on a PJ. I might as well fly home.
She's opening up right now for somebody. She's on
podcast. Yeah, she does podcasts live.
But like she's opening up for an artist.
Is she?
I think she's going on tour with somebody.
Well, no, she's on tour right now herself. Dude, listen to this tour, bro. This is sick. It's like a podcast like this. Her and her girl Brooke, they have guests and shit. The podcast is so big that the whole audience was like, go on a live tour, and they sell out every city they go in. Huge venues, thousands of people sit on stage, run a live podcast. They make everybody take their phones at the door so nobody can like record or anything. And they sit and watch these podcasts, and they go to Boston, Pittsburgh, Philly.
That's like the Caller Daddy shit.
Yeah. Stuff. It's pretty lit. So I wonder how much tickets are for that. Like, how much money are they making?
Dude, I don't know. I know that Matt Rife's tickets are so fucking.
It's funny you said that. Matt Rife dated Tana's podcast host.
Really?
And they like, she thought she was dating him. Okay. And he was
some LA shit.
Bunch of girls, obviously. And bro, this girl, Brooke, went and did like, you know, girls like do research, detective shit. She like dug deep and like found the other girls he was like sending Valentine's and shit to. And they like made a group message, and they were all, it was like, I don't, not a crazy amount of girls, like 8 girls or something. Like that's that thought they were dating this guy. And they like blew it up on social media. They're all like, fuck him, like screenshotting shit that he's saying to them. Like he's like lover boying them up, like saying the same things to all of them and shit. He's like such a gangster. It made me like him a little more. I'm like, all right, he's not that big of a pussy. He's kind of lit.
He's funny as fuck. Bro, I watch his shit, I laugh, dude. He fool's funny as shit.
I think, you can give me your opinion on this. I think stand-up comedy is like the hardest form of entertainment. Like, I don't think there's many things harder than, okay, get on stage, no, make us laugh. And you're like, okay, I'm waiting to laugh. And they have to make you laugh. You know how much easier it is to make someone laugh in a conversation like this than like, go. You know what I mean?
It's definitely.
Because you rely so much on your audience.
On the fly. Like, very like.
But even like doing your routine. Imagine memorizing a routine and then delivering it funny. That'd be so hard. Like memorizing a line and then being like, okay.
Like Kevin Hart when he goes and like sells out like 20,000
stadiums.
That's
fucking crazy, bro.
But yeah, no, I mean, it really just depends how you look at it, because, like, I guess a lot of, like, stand-up comedy is just another form of acting.
Yeah.
Improv acting.
Yep.
But I definitely think, like, dude, I mean, that's all such a hard, I mean, I can't do it, you know, like.
That would be, like, the scariest thing.
It's fucking hard. Like, what if people don't laugh? Then you're like, fuck.
Like, I think performing, like, I'd rather perform my song that I made than, like.
Oh, dude. I mean,
for me, that's different for you.
For me, though, that shit's like, bro, I could stand in front of 500,000 people. Yeah. That shit doesn't even matter. Even if I had to talk, if I had like, you know, like if I had to give like a speech and like this was the microphone and this was the audience and it was like 500, dude, I could give a fuck.
Chilling?
Yeah, this shit doesn't
matter. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I like being in the spotlight.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like, I love when people are like.
Well, bro, to do what you do, you kind of got to. If you didn't, there's artists that don't.
And it's not even like when you're performing, you see people like that, but like
what do you mean?
Okay, like for example, I just had a show at the Mayan downtown in LA, super dope like venue, two stories, like seating here and then like a theater up with like upstairs seating.
Yep.
I mean, just with the how lights come in and how like, dude, I look up and like you just don't really see like I see the people in front of me.
But then it just fades
like,
to dark.
For like 15 rows, 20 rows, depending on how big the stadium is, depending on how the, and you're like so in the moment of everything that you're like, it's like the biggest adrenaline rush. Like it's imagine like I really compare it to like when I was younger and a little dumbass, I got arrested and ran from the cops. And like, I put that feeling to it like that, but like times 10, like. So much fucking adrenaline, like it's like crazy. Yeah. Like you're just like in your own. For me, I'm just like in my own world. Like I'm just there, but like nothing else matters. Yeah. Like at that point,
I think that's
how
you have to be.
And it's like crazy. It's like the most best fucking shit. Yeah.
It is weird when you see
the most addicting of feeling. I feel like that's why people tour like that. Like
because they love it. Well, money too, and it's like
that's how you make your money as an artist. It's through touring.
But who wouldn't love 100,000 people screaming that they love, like, you know what I mean?
A kid I went to high school with, you might know, his name's Warren Zeiters. He's a country artist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That sounds
killing
familiar.
It.
Wait, he's from PA?
Went to my high school. All we went from my hometown. No, he lives in Nashville. Okay.
Nashville's hot.
Fucker is open enough for Jelly Roll.
Shut up.
Supporting act. Like on face of New Music Friday country, like Spotify, like 8 million monthly listeners. Like,
yeah.
6 million, 7 million TikTok.
Is that your boy? You boys with him?
So I'm like not boys with him like that. But I just used like him as an example. Like he toured like 300 days as a country artist. Country artists tour a lot more, but dude, that he was on the road 300 days. Yeah, because you got to think like Drake will do a tour, 30 stops. He'll take a couple months off. He'll come back. Dude, they consistently.
Why is it?
Just because, like, it's. I feel like that's easier to bring. Not easier, but maybe, you know, like, I don't know. It's just like.
There's probably more shows to do too, like country festivals, like different opportunities. And
like, there's
to
just
do
a
that.
Lot more like yeah. rap. Like, you know, you got to go to like Chicago and you got to go to here. Mm-hmm, you know, you're going to maybe smaller cities, but like, you know, you could go to a small city and do a country concert and like, you know, you still might have 10,000 people that will come. Mm-hmm. To that, but like, you know, rap, you know, you're going to like San Francisco and Seattle and major cities and performing in like venues in the major cities. I feel like country, you know, you can kind of go do wherever, where they're still also doing the major cities, but you can go do other things outside of it. So much, and they have so many festivals. I mean, rap has a lot of festivals too, but like, there's so much like country stuff.
I've never
going
been to
on
a country concert, I don't think.
Man, I grew up, I went living in Florida a little. Oh my! So many of my friends just
I
love country music.
A lot of
too.
People like country. Around cool. me. I used to like Toby Keith. He just died. So yeah, Toby Keith. That's like that was the one when people like you like country. I'd be like, I grew up kind of bumping some Toby Keith, and now he's gone. So
would you ever do like a crossover between like the rap pop like country?
Yeah, would you do some country shit or something?
What's my number one most played song on Spotify right now?
Shut up, country one.
Oh yeah.
Was it like fun to make though? I feel like of all styles, that's
it
probably
was super
one of the most
like,
fun to make.
You know,
right?
I was in the studio. I had some time. And it was just like there, like.
But to be honest, I go to the studio like once a week.
Really?
I make
where?
You go, you in
should,
Miami.
You should go down to Bay 8.
I've been
dude,
to Bay 8.
I know a lot
I've been
of
to
people,
Bay 8.
I know a lot of people down there.
I've been to Bay 8.
Super cool.
I just go to be like, I don't put out music or anything. I love making it. I love like making it, bringing my friends and like friends that are even like nervous about recording. I get them in there and fucking make them do it, and we just bump it in the car and shit. Like, he honestly is always on my ass about like releasing it and shit, but that, swear to God, is not why I do it,
because like, it's good. Like,
I like going to the studio more than getting a table at the club. Like, I'd rather spend my money and get some jams that I can bump in my apartment than like,
I mean, it means more to you,
right?
You
know? Like, it's not, and it's not even like I don't even want to be an artist. I understand how enjoyable it is. I think it's cool creating something like that. And like even just playing it with like a couple people in your car, and they're like, "What? You made this?" You're like, "Yeah, it's kind of lit, right?" It doesn't have to be the best. It's just cool that you made, like, facts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then
facts.
So that's sick that you like have a talent with it and something that's so enjoyable and like
a
passion.
I love it, bro. I fucking love it.
How does making money work in the beginning? It's hard, right?
You don't.
You lose. How do you survive? How do you survive in LA? You have like a job?
No. I mean, I make money now. Like. Praise the Lord, bro. Holy fuck. Like, shout out my fans. Shout out my grind, right? Gang, man. For real, bro. Like, just really honestly, the world that changed everything for me. I will stand by it. Like, stand by it on everything on my soul is TikTok Live.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's what did it for you.
TikTok. Just for what I do.
What do you do? Make music on live?
So not, I don't even make music. I just perform what I have. I have a big catalog. You know, I've spent thousands of hours in this. I have hundreds of songs. So like everything I have out, I was like, you know, how do I keep promoting the stuff I have out for people that haven't heard it and that are constantly coming in? I'll do a live. I got 50,000 people that will come in my live in an hour or two. And I look at it like that.
Wait, what's like the setup? Like, how are you performing?
My setup
is,
I run it through my, so I'll do a live show. So I'll do live mix, live everything. Like, I'll run live channel EQs, live.
But I'm saying you're like standing? Or
no, I'm sitting down. I have a chair. I got a mic like this on a mic stand that I'll literally put up to my face. I can control like how, where I want to grab it. And then I'll just run live audio, live auto tune, live everything. I'll just take my shirt off, sit with the tats on.
Yeah.
You know, be popping and out, just rep that shit, rock out, just
rip some tune,
and just sing my songs specifically the whole time. Promote everything I have going on. I'll play unreleased stuff. I'll play
fun too, right?
I'll play covers, and then, dude, the money is just,
covers are fun.
So like, I'll do covers of everything.
What's your favorite covers? Like Leroy and Cheddar. What do you do?
I mean, I'll literally do anything, bro. Really? I can really hit like a lot of stuff. I'm pretty versatile in like what I'm able to do, and I have covers that I've already done. Like, I'll go to the studio. And if I don't like want to like make something original, bro, I'll just sit there and bust out like three covers and like just like have them so I can play them on live and of like popular songs that I think people would like listen to. Like I'll do like some Kobe Kale like type shit to like
start fucking joke.
Yeah, I did a cover of that, bro.
You did that?
That shit fire.
That's sick.
Yeah, I did a cover. That shit sounds good as fuck.
How do you feel about like a lot of new artists right now? I think there's a trend. I think it's an easy grab for views and. I mean, it's always kind of been a thing, but I feel like more right now is like obvious samples that were like bang. You know what I mean? Like people like Central C does it a lot or like.
It's hard to get rights.
But I'm saying I see a lot of opinion. Like that's a dig at Central C. Like a lot of people are like, all right, dude, do a song without already a hit sample. And that, you know what I mean? Like that's like a dig. But how do you feel about that?
Shit, if it's popping, bro. It's popping.
So you're thinking about it from the artist.
You know, like straight up, if good music is hard to be like. If good music is good music, like a lot of people be like, oh, like, will you work with any producer? I'll work with anybody, bro. I don't care if that fucker's got like two followers to misses his first beat he ever made. If that beat is fire, if they're fire, if this shit's fire, like, it's hard to, there's no denying that, like, it's fire. Like, if it's a good song, like, if it's good music, if it's good production, like, it's like, what more can you really say about it?
I think that's,
you know, a lot of people are trying to, you know, make people be something that they're not. I mean, just, you know, fuck with what you want to fuck with, especially like,
don't listen to it then, right?
It's your craft.
Fuck up, don't bitch about it, don't listen to it.
It's like your craft, it's what you want to do. I mean, you want to appeal to the mass, but at the end of the day, like if you don't believe in your product, then what are you doing? Like
seriously,
same thing with sales, or you know, if you don't believe in what you're selling, you don't believe in the music you're putting out, and you're trying to like appear to everyone else, then like what are you doing? You're doing it for the wrong reasons.
I agree with
you're
that.
You're going to get burnt out. This business, you get burnt out, you know.
You can't just do it for money.
It's just fucking tiring. I'm exhausted. Like, every day I wake up, first thing that's on my mind is work. Last thing before I go to bed is work. Like,
that's how you have to be.
It's tiring.
How much longer do you see yourself living in LA?
Hopefully not forever. I love it. I'll have a place out here for sure. Maybe I'll have, like, an apartment somewhere. Probably not a house because, I mean, unless I'm like fucking chilling, bro. You know, like, feel me? Like, but at the same price for like what I would pay for a house, bro, I could get something fuck nuts. Like, my house I live in now, like, me and a couple of my, like, I have an artist house, so I have like living videographer. I have my roommate, he's got 1 million followers on TikTok. He plays the violin. Shout out Clay John. He's dope as fuck.
Wait, does he do it with
the trap violin?
Shut up.
You might
Let me see one.
He's
kind of like Einar Banks, but
yeah,
with violin. I have seen it. Let me see one.
Fucking raw.
He did someone I like recently.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I'll show you one of his music videos.
Have you ever seen this guy?
Probably.
It's like hard, like popular rap songs you would know, and he plays the violin. Like
he does everything, bro. He's
doesn't it have an amp on it or my?
He can. It just depends.
I feel like I've seen him do some shit. The violin.
Yeah, that kind of shit's crazy. I used to tour with Black Violin. Do you know who they are?
Mm-mm.
They do that shit. Like, they'll crash hip hop and like rap and classical shit. So they'll just like fucking jam out to it.
Yeah, let me see him.
This is one of his music videos. That shit hard as fuck.
Watch this. We gotta stitch some of it. We gotta clip some of this in here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But he'll do like popular remixes to like Lollipop, like all rap songs, covers. This is an original song he did. But like,
so dude, I haven't seen his content like this. I've seen his stuff that he does
like
with rappers.
TikTok. Yeah, he'll like be out.
Those are his viral shit, right?
Going out or like he'll be performing at a venue and shit. And then he'll have like reaction videos because like people don't expect him. Like he'll like play something really slow, and all of a sudden he'll like
so like do some classical
crazy,
shit,
like fucking rock, like and then like he'll have people I've done a couple videos for him where I film. Like if me and him are together, we always like help each other film, just on like some homie shit. And like I'll have videos where like I'll be like zoom in and like someone's face is like, and like those type of videos like go fucking
they do
dummy viral for him.
Yeah, no, I like his videos. That's good content. I like
booked,
that shit.
He gets booked a shit ton off of. He gets booked a shit ton off of just TikTok.
Like people find him on TikTok and they
like
no
for like weddings.
Makes sense
for like weddings, all that kind of
stuff.
He
does weddings and shit.
Weddings,
that's lit.
Venue. He does everything.
He'd be great
for
weddings because he can switch it all. Yeah,
he can
lit.
Play anything.
Probably makes
from
good
like,
bread too.
From like Beethoven to like. he can literally play like
Post Malone
everything.
Yeah, that's so lit.
And, like, he'll hear a song and be able to like play along to it and like
find. When was the last time you recorded something original?
Day ago, 2 days ago.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm in the studio like every day.
So I ask you.
I have a studio in my room.
Obviously,
so it's like whenever I feel like doing something, you know,
hop in and do it. That's quick. Lit. Like, I hear a lot of big artists like make a lot of their hits just off of some like little mic and shit. And
my engineer come pull up to my house. We just set that shit up. Like I have to set up in my room, but I like to go into another spot because for my room, it's like, this is my room.
Yeah.
And like,
so I need to
get
homework
like,
in your,
you know, I need to get out of like that, my safe space. Like, that's why I like going to the studio. Just, I could make shit from the house all day. But for me, it's like, I'm doing something different. Like, it takes me out of that. Like,
yeah.
And like,
put
dude,
you in
my
work mode.
In my home, in my room. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I try and keep it. Like, I do a lot of work in there, but it's like, then it's like hard to like differentiate between living and doing work 24/7, you know? Getting out, go to the studio, chill, switch up my environment, switch up like what's going on. Everything
so, and
like
you're
that.
Actually, I want to say he's the first like full time music artist. You know what I mean? We've had, so I've had a bunch of people on the podcast, and you'd be surprised how many people. Yeah, he gets tired of the porn stars. I don't know why. What was his name?
He's the first full-time musician that we had on the podcast.
And we get, and as soon as I get people, hear people like go to the studio, I'm like, yo, like, let me hear a leak of something. We got like Antonio Brown to leak some shit he had with Lil Wayne, like whatever. Shit, yeah. So if you want to play it, you have anything in your
shit.
You know, it's my favorite part. I get pissed when people don't make music. I'm like, leak something, bro. I gotta show you this girl's song that came today.
Let's see,
sucks, but it's like
we gotta cut that out.
What?
We gotta cut that out.
What's this one called?
Let's Talk About Love.
It's new?
I made it out with some like someone.
Yeah, put on the microphone. All the things they love. Fast cars and designer and drugs. Find a new girl, got her falling in love like
you're my ex-girlfriend. You're my ex-girlfriend. The lyrics keep going
crazy. Keep playing that shit. I like it.
It's hard.
How long ago?
2 months ago, maybe. Months. But I like this song a lot.
You're gonna drop this one soon. You hit that shit.
Yeah. First time too. I was like, let me do it again. They're like, no.
Really?
I was like, yeah.
Who produced this? That was my next question.
A guy named Jan Taylor who produced it. And then I did it with like a dope camp. Like I didn't write that one specifically by myself. I would say I wrote 75-80% of the song myself. But I had a couple writers from like someone like Bia, some people that work with like Rihanna, Bia.
No SZA, way. So you work with some writers. You ever write
Brown.
For anybody?
I've written for some people, but like I try not to.
Really? Why?
I mean, like, unless they're like, I mean, like, I will, like, I'll do it.
Like, if someone's gonna pay you to write,
like, yeah, like, also, like, I know, like, I'm giving them like the song, you know, like, if it's a dope ass artist, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like,
you want to make that
selfish. Yeah, you know, like, I'm almost like, damn, I want that shit.
So
I listen to songs, and I'm like, I listen to songs sometimes. I'm like, damn, why the fuck did I not write that? Like,
I learned a whole new business kind of recently, like ghostwriting. So what happens a lot of the time is there's a lot of main like ghostwriters for a lot of big artists and big companies. They have relationships with them. So when they ghostwrite a song, they'll throw like a brand in or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch or like fucking, I don't know, anything someone named, Nike, I don't know, something like, and they'll pay their ghostwriter a bag and then the ghostwriter will put it in the ghostwriter and give it to the artist and the artist just wraps it and the ghostwriter gets paid because.
That's stupid. Yeah.
Did you know that shit happened?
Yeah.
I just learned
all the time.
That.
All the time. You know, dude, you look at like song credits for some songs, dude, there's like 40 writers on a song.
Every Drake song.
Yeah, bro, fucking so many writers.
So all right, so tell me how, this is a good topic, okay? So, like I told you earlier, I'm a basic bitch. Like, I'm a really big Drake fan. And to be honest, I went to his concert not that long ago.
So did I.
I wasn't crazy about it. Like, I like him in the car. Like, I like him. You know what I mean? I like listening to his shit. It sounds better. Like, I like seeing him. I like his thing. But, like, his music, I like listening to it. Like, live, it wasn't as great. It's pretty cool. Like, whatever. I probably won't spend fucking another $1,000 on a Drake ticket ever. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I tried to get such good seats and I was so disappointed.
That's the reason why I went.
So you remember? Yeah, okay. You remember when everyone was giving, like, when Meek like outed him for ghostwriting and shit? Yeah,
of course.
So, and then everyone, because I was such an outwardly, like, had an OVO owl on my high school car. You know what I mean? I had the fucking bumper sticker and everyone's like, yo, your guy doesn't even fucking write his own music, blah, blah, blah. You know what I would say? Yo, I don't care if it's fucking Drake, 40, the Pope, and fucking anyone else, and Quentin, what's his name? The dude who used to write his shit. Who was the ghostwriter? You guys don't remember? Quentin. No. Whatever the fuck his name is. The guy who Meek outed at. Quentin, whatever. Yeah. I was like, dude, I don't care. All 40 of them, they're my favorite artists now. Like, they are, whatever the team was that makes this music is my favorite artist. Like, it didn't matter to me that if he does or didn't write it.
It doesn't really matter. You know, I mean, like, it just depends.
Like, does that take away from an artist's
I mean, honestly, I like writing by myself, but you're very locked in when you're writing by yourself. Like I'll be writing with other people and I'm like, oh, I didn't think of that. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great idea. Like, or I'll be stuck. And
that's also different than completely ghostwriting.
Yeah. I'll be,
everyone does that.
Yeah. Like, I've never had someone just hand me a song, a demo, and be like, here, record this. I've never had someone do that for me.
You wish. Imagine someone hand you a hit. Would you take it or would you be pissed?
I would take it.
What if that was the one that did it?
I mean, just whatever gets you
that
point.
I like that. I like this guy.
Money talks, bro. I'm all about the money.
Yeah, hell yeah. You're not too prideful to get rich.
Dude, fuck, dude. I just want to get more rich. Like, I want to get more rich.
Hell yeah.
So, like, nah, I wouldn't care. I mean, like, if someone wants to give me a song, sure. Mm-hmm. But I've never had anyone do that. But I would say, like, I like writing with people because it does make me not so locked in.
Yeah.
I can write songs all day. I'll write out a song in 30 minutes. Like,
it's good to bounce ideas off of.
It's the collaboration of it.
My mind is always going, especially if I'm in it. And I can't only write when, like, I feel like I'm when I want to write. Like, I can't just be like, I'm going to sit down today and write for 2 hours. Yeah. That's not how that works. I'll be just like chilling and then I'm like, okay, I'm good. Yeah, let's go.
You ever right take now, like, I don't know how open you are with like drugs or anything. Just like, yeah, are you like Adderall or like?
No, I don't take anything, bro.
Nothing.
Really,
like,
the only thing I really do now is like smoke.
Smoke some weed.
I mean, a little bit of weed here and there. No.
Wait, sober.
I'll drink a little bit.
I drank a little bit
before the studio. But for me, smoking, like, everything starts sounding the same. Gets very like closed in. I can't tell the difference. I'm listening to every minor detail, every take I'm doing. So like it all starts just kind of get like jumbled. You know, when I'm done,
fuzzy.
I'm done at the end of the day and it's like, you know, a chill. I've been trying to more keep it now as something that's like a reward. I used to be a big fucking stoner. Like everything I did, I'll go take a test, fucking smoke a backwood and go get 100 on my test.
I'm fiending right now, actually.
On my college. Shit. And like now I'm just like, I'll take some mushrooms, like microdose.
Mushrooms for the studio?
Like, nah, I don't think I've ever done that. I've done like, I like taking a mushroom and I'll go out to like an event.
Yeah.
Like, if there's like a party or that's something, lit, I'll take lit. Like a little like half, like 0.3 of a gram or some shit.
Feel a little gummy.
A little floaty.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Man, that should just be making me talk to every girl. whatever female is listening to this out there, you are not safe when I'm on mushrooms.
You think the shrooms
there's no limit, bro.
Shrooms helps the riz or hurts it?
Dude.
Helps it.
Man, I'd be like bread and butter when I'd be taking
game.
I'm already like a pretty like, you know, like relatable person. I'll talk to anyone. But like then I'm just like no fucks given, bro. Like just straight like
I'll
spit on any girl. Any just girl.
Anyone's dude. Getting the
word. Anyone in sight, bro. Anyone I think that's like valid enough, I'm like, yo, okay, it's
what's on up? Site. You start spewing it out. All right, so what's up next for you? What do you got going on? Is there anything big next that you're excited about that you'd like to
Yeah.
Like besides that leak that's coming out soon. We just leaked this.
project. I got like dropped that single video yesterday, which was like the start
which
of
we just watched it.
New era.
Video.
I was in a really shitty position like for a minute from my career where I thought like I didn't think I was gonna quit, but like I went through a lot of legal stuff. I went through like a really shitty management contract and like
yeah.
like I didn't release music. I was shelved for 11 months, didn't release music. Like I came out to LA with 170,000 monthly listeners in school. Like I was hit.
And then didn't put it. And then
just didn't do shit.
Cause the like management.
And like it just put out 4 songs in 2 years, was recording all the time, spending so much money, just killed a lot of the stuff I had going on. I lost a TikTok page. I had hundreds of thousands of followers, had to restart with that. Damn. Just was taking like lots of L's. And then like, I was just like, fuck, I don't know what I want to do. I'm like, I was still like trying to graduate in school. I did graduate while doing everything. And like, so like, it was just like so much going on. And definitely like the legal stuff was like, I just didn't know like what I could do, what I couldn't do. There mm-hmm. was like so much old business that I had to get rid of and people and just like basically start fresh. So then that was a year ago. And then from that year, I like everything like just like took back off again when I started doing this shit by myself.
Feeling
and,
it
like
again. Just so no manager right now?
Independent.
Bro. That happened to me, bro. I had just a fucked up manager right now, situation, like, got out of it, haven't had
just
one.
Just really chilling, honestly. Like I would do it. Like I've been talking to people. I've been talking to A&Rs. I've talked to like a lot of dope people. But I've just been really skeptical. I want to make sure the thing is right. And I'm open to do it. Like,
but I'm, now I'm you not, know. Now you know yeah, to I'm be
not,
skeptical.
I'm not locked in. Before to I didn't like, know to I don't be skeptical. Do this. Like, I'm never signing. Like I'm mm-hmm. down to do whatever. Now it just has to make more sense because I'm fucking up money by myself.
Yeah.
And like I know what to do. Like I've been doing this for 5-6 years. Like mm-hmm. I know how to grow a following. I know everything. Like I could get hired as a consultant right now and grow someone else's brand and their business stupid.
Yeah.
From the ground up. I know everything that I need to do. So why not just take the things I already know instead how of paying to do? 100%. And man, unless it's like the right situation, you know, like yeah. it has to like make sense. I've been talking to this
you
one
could
kid.
Get a nice relationship with somebody.
Yeah, you know, like just whatever really makes the most sense. And like I'm open to anything. So but right now I got this project and I worked with like a lot of really dope producers, writers. I have mm-hmm. a lot of cool features. Like I'm friends with a lot of people.
How many songs usually business. On a project? Well, how many songs like makes a project?
Three. I'm gonna do so I'm gonna do 3 singles. So this first song that I just dropped was like the start of that new era yep, of everything. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna do 3 singles, like a lead single, and then I'll probably put out like a 5-song EP.
Yeah, yeah.
Self-titled. I already know what it's called. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm just gonna call it. You know, I'm not gonna call it.
Yeah, you don't have to say it. You don't have to say it unless you want to say it.
So shit. well, it'll soon. I'll let him.
I love that you care about it so much. That, but I could tell that you're really passionate about it.
I love it. Literally, like everything about it.
So that's most of your time is going into this project coming out soon.
I have a lot of it done already. Like I went through a really shitty like relationship breakup, little clout girl out here and shit. Yeah. Like,
but listen, bro, that's how you make good music. Quick man.
Like she had like, I thought I was like
in now, oh, so this is a heartbreak
like,
album?
14 million. Dude, she was like,
is this a heartbreak oh, album?
It was, bro. It was. I was so like in my
so that means you were spitting
in my
fire.
Zone, man. I was like
in so your feelings, right?
Heartbroken over some.
I feel like
bullshit.
That's what a lot of people make. Bro. Like
their best shit.
Leroy never, if all Leroy talks about is getting his heart broken.
No, straight off. So like the shit.
If he never got his heart broken, no music from
like my ex-girlfriend. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're like, that's fire. Like, okay, that's
fire. Yeah, yeah.
So I'll do 5-song EP and then I'm going to drop a deluxe. So like give that some time, marinate it up.
What is that, like a month? Like how long?
I would say
deluxe?
Like a week, next weeks? Song will be like April. After that, next song, May. And then my birthday is in June. Mm-hmm. So I was like, fuck it, maybe I'll just drop that shit on my birthday.
And yeah,
like June 8th. I'm an early June birthday, like,
I'm July, it's close.
Yeah, so I'll be like June birthday and drop that shit, let it chill for like 2-3 months and then drop a deluxe.
Yeah,
but like in the meantime I'll have like videos like dropping for like the 2 songs. I want to drop everything with the visual. I feel mm-hmm. like it's super.
Yeah,
I have a live-in videographer that I fucking pay for, so like
yeah,
you might I love Dylan. Yeah, it's so like yeah, like
you're my dog Dylan.
Yeah, bro, yeah, I love him.
All right, so give us your socials. Yeah. Unless you anything else you want to promote coming up soon, or the project is the big
just
thing
like,
recently.
Bro, my lives, honestly.
Oh, TikTok. Oh, give us your TikTok ad is?
So, YNGZuck. It's just YNGZuck. Z-U-C-K. All platforms. Not related to Mark Zuckerberg, you know? A lot of people ask me that.
Yeah.
I'll be fucking up a lot more money if I feel me?
You should call him and tell him.
Bro. I know. I was like, untrademark my name, you bitch. Like,
we'll have to get you guys in
I just want to be
sometime.
Suck on. Yeah, yeah dude.
Dude,
yeah.
I would love
we
to.
Fuck yeah, bro.
I would love to just go and watch you.
We can literally
work.
Just go whenever, bro. I have a keto studio out here.
I'm down, bro.
I have studios in my house. We can go like today.
Bro, I swear to God, I'm not going to Rolling Loud tonight. I want to go to dinner.
We did ask. Could do that.
In the studio.
Head out. We could.
Yo, I would love to watch you go in. I like your style of music. And I like seeing the vibe.
Yeah,
I love
bro,
you.
It's always have you, all right,
last,
always a good time.
One more last question.
Drinking stuff in there.
Is there someone that you've seen work in the studio, like a big artist, either producer, artist that you've been able to be in the studio and watch them work at all, or never? I had one experience that was like
not like. No, and I would never say like anyone that I've been like, oh, that's fucking raw as shit. Mm-hmm. I've met like some really cool people. Like I was in Vegas and I got to meet like 50 Cent backstage and shit. So like I met some really cool mm-hmm. people like Akon.
Saw your flick with Akon.
Yeah,
that's pretty lit.
Up with him.
He's a goat.
Cool
he started.
Dude. He was
him and
so
T-Pain.
Fucking dope. He was so like humble and like down to earth and. So, like, I've met a lot of cool people, but I've never really been in, like, that studio setting. I've been in the setting with, like, people who work with some, but never anybody where I was just like, oh, that's.
Yeah. So, live streaming. One time I was in, so my roommate works for this jewelry company called GLD.
We were talking a little bit about like rolling and how they were chaining everyone up, and I was like, "Damn, I want one of those."
So, we just had one here. They took it. you got flicked up in it.
I know, man. Catch me on next year's performance.
Wait, can we see it, Ashley? Will you grab it? A little one.
It's the little.
What do you mean a dupe one? Dupe. Oh, you can't show that on here. They'll get in trouble.
You don't have
it's not the Rolling Loud one. They said a dupe. Anyway,
I have a small
GLD.
One, I want to see the big one.
And
he can
Tory Lanez.
So, he can get me grills.
Bro, he can get you whatever you want. Whatever you want. Sick. They have everything. Sick shit. But
he's like, fuck, how much am I about to spend right now?
So he. No, bro, what? I got you. We'll cut it off. I got you. I can get you jewelry. I got you. It's not the real diamond shit, but I got you with the, you know.
Shit, don't tell people.
Well, if you want that shit. No, we can get you that shit, but not for free. But no, so Tory Lanez performed at Rolling Loud. And they didn't get him his chain. Like it happened, like he dipped or something. Like it was a crowd. They don't give it's hard to get every artist their chain. And he lives in Miami. So he's one of the artists. He's like connected with GLD. And he was like, yo, we have your chain for you. If you want us to come drop it off for you. He was like, yeah, I'm at this studio. Like just come. And my roommate was like, if you want to come, you can come. So I went with him and he was streaming live on like Twitch or some shit. Mm-hmm. And he was like playing beats. He's like, all right, you guys pick the beat. And they go in, and the producer's playing like four beats, and they're like, number three. And he's like, all right, number three, I'm gonna go in. And then, you know how most studios, there's like a clear window, and they're like in it, and you're like in where the engineer is, and you can see them in there, like in the window. Mm-hmm. Bro, like, watch them like this, bro. Like, roll a wood. He's in, has the headphones on, rolls a wood like this. They play the beat that the new beat, like, I see the audio file, like, none or whatever. Freestyle, like a song you'd hear on the radio, bro. Like rolling up, and he's like made a hook and everything. And it was like, whoa, wait, run that back. Like he didn't just freestyle it the whole way through. He's like, whoa, wait, I like that. Come back. Then he's like, and I watched him create this thing live. And I was like, bro, that is talent. That was like my
roommate has done shit. Like I have a similar story. My roommate was so free my boy Flo. Shit. Free my boy Flo, bro.
Free Flo.
Free Flo, man. But my roommate, like one of my best friends out here in LA, my old roommate, he's in prison now.
So. You got a new roommate now.
Yeah, you know, he's got that ghost roommate now. just a picture of him. And man, we were out like on live, TikTok live, doing the same kind of shit. And that fool has like five kids. And he had like one of his sons in his arm and like just fucking came in there. I was like, bro, lay something down on this real quick, because like we were making a song together.
Holding
his fucking kid in his arm, 10 minutes, like just spit some dummy hard.
Shut
fucking
up.
Dude. Yeah, he is.
Do you get videos of it?
I think I do. Yeah, I definitely do.
I was saying, you know, I just want to make sure you documented that. That's pretty lit.
I definitely do.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, appreciate you
Zuck,
guys.
Get Young Zuck on your Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube.
You already know.
Thank you for coming, brother.
Yeah, appreciate y'all for having me, man. Much love.
You're listening to Joey Joy Radio.